This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The Food and Drug Administration is expected to announce a final ban today on almost all trans fats added to food. Now, this is designed to make us live longer, but what about the food industry? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Food companies say they've already eliminated 86% of trans fats voluntarily.
So, you know, there's been huge progress.
Michael Jacobson is executive director of the consumer group Center for Science in the Public Interest.
And now FDA needs to nail the coffin shut.
Jacobson says the FDA would probably ease in a trans fat ban over several years and allow minor uses, like in cupcake sprinkles. Darren Seifer is the food and beverage industry analyst at the NPD Group. He says he hasn't heard any complaints from the food industry.
It's almost like this is just the icing on the cake. And I think icing might actually have trans fats too. But anyway, it's just solidifying what the industry has already begun to do.
I couldn't get anybody in the food industry to do an interview, but I did get an email from Cargill, which makes partially hydrogenated oils, touting other oils it makes that could work as replacements. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.